There's the sound of a man shifting in his seat. A minute passes. 1:21 and 13 seconds. Captain. Really sleepy. First officer. Of course. Then comes one of the most critical moments in the flight. The first officer decides to speak up. First officer. Don't you think it rains more in this area here? The first officer must have thought long and hard before making that comment. He was not flying in the easy collegiality of Surin Ratwadi's cockpit. Among Korean Air flight crews, the expectation on layovers was that the junior officers would attend to the captain to the point of making him dinner or purchasing him gifts. As one Korean Air pilot puts it, the sensibility in many of the airline's cockpits was that the captain is in charge and does what he wants, when he likes, how he likes, and everyone else sits quietly and does nothing. In the Delta report on Korean Air that was posted anonymously on the internet, one of the auditors tells a story of sitting in on a Korean Air flight where the first officer got confused while listening to air traffic control and mistakenly put the plane on a course intended for another plane. The flight engineer picked up something was wrong but said nothing. First officer was also not happy but said nothing. Despite good visual conditions, crew did not look out and see that current heading would not bring them to the airfield. Finally, the plane's radar picks up the mistake, and then comes the key sentence. Captain hit first officer with the back of his hand for making the error. Hit him with the back of his hand? When the three pilots all met that evening at Kimpo for their pre-flight preparation, the first officer and the engineer would have bowed to the captain. They would all have then shaken hands. "It is first time to meet you," the co-pilot might have said, respectfully.